At 6:06, it is fair, 33 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 65 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, we do have a red flag fire warning posted for us from noon till 6 today. George Geisler is in charge of the State Forestry Service.
If a fire does ignite, it does have the possibility of going and showing what we call erratic or extreme behavior.
Strong winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation will combine for a critical fire condition this afternoon in northeast Oklahoma. Well, we do have some good news this morning about the flu season.
We're not seeing as sharp of an increase in hospitalizations or deaths as we have in previous weeks.
In fact, there were no new flu deaths in Tulsa County last week, and only four statewide. Hospitalizations were also down. The Cherokee Nation will honor the tribe's translators who work to preserve and promote the language during an event later today. The tribe will recognize the 17 translators in honor of International Mother Language Day, which was created by the United Nations to showcase language diversity. 1,400 city employees will be paid biweekly instead of semi-monthly. The change means employees will get paid for all of February next Friday and the first week of March 2 weeks later. City Councilor Jeannie Q wants to ensure that all affected employees are not hurt by the one-time smaller-than-usual paycheck.
We want to make sure that they can make it through the week. The people that maybe do not live that way can't always understand that just the little fluctuation in a paycheck can really set a family back.
The city says employees have had 3 months to prepare, and their annual pay will not be any less than usual. Tulsa's amnesty period for parking tickets is over, but speeding tickets could soon get the same treatment.
City Manager Jim Twombly told the City Council Budget Committee current enforcement efforts are bringing in more than they cost. Councilors asked if bad weather kept people from coming to pay their tickets. Twombly said a three-week amnesty period was enough time, and residents got plenty of advance notice.
We don't have any plans to have an additional parking ticket amnesty period, but we are considering a moving violation, unpaid moving violations, an amnesty period, and a follow-up on that.
The amnesty period allowed people to pay just the face value of their tickets. Now late fees will be added. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Legislation to create a tax credit for low and moderate income housing in rural areas of Oklahoma has been approved by a House committee. The House Appropriations and Budget Committee approved the measure 13-5 yesterday and sent it on to the full House for a vote. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Senate approves a measure revamping the state pension system. It would place new employees hired in 2015 on a 401k type system. The bill's sponsor, Owosso State Senator Rick Brinkley, says it would not change current workers' plans.
This will do no harm to the current system. It's very important for us to be able to keep the promises to our current state employees and our current retirees that their pensions are going to be there for them, and this bill ensures that that occurs.
Now, labor unions say there's no need for the change. They claim recent reforms are addressing the $11 billion in unfunded liabilities. Our weather forecast, a red flag fire warning, noon to 6 today. Otherwise, sunny, windy, and above normal temperatures. We should have a high of 65. Tonight, mostly clear, 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy again with an elevated fire threat and a high of 66. On Sunday, windy and slightly cooler with a high of 50. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 33. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.